Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But they love eating people. They love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. I've seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Crimson Corn Podcast. I'm the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I am J-Clone 61.
And who are we joined with tonight again?
So we are joined back. We just did an interview a few weeks ago as this comes out, or somewhere around there, I don't remember. We just interviewed Randy Bauer from Northern Minnesota, and he shared a lot of his experiences and his interactions, his early evidence he gathered, just a whole bunch of incredible stories and experiences he shared with us. And we're welcoming him back today. Welcome, Randy.
Hello. Glad to be back again.
We're glad to have you back. And I've got a lot of questions for you after the last one. And I know you've got a lot of more stories to tell and experiences to share.
Yes, so, I do.
Where we left
more
off.
New stuff.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Good. New stuff every day, right?
Yeah. Yep. When I'm home, I'm not home right now, but yes.
Let's share. Where are you right now, Randy?
Oh, did I lose you again?
Oh, yep. We're back, though. Where are you right now?
I am on the northwest angle of Minnesota, that little peak on Lake of the Woods. In between my music life, I work at a fishing resort. Did I lose you?
Oh, nope. That's amazing. You sent me a picture earlier, and it looked awesome. We're going ice fishing here in a couple weeks, and if you join our Patreon, actually, that's where we bring people on with us, and we take them out ice fishing. It's a pretty good time.
Yeah, what I do up here, I drive the bomber, bring ice fishermen out. I'm a rapper, but I'm not rapping music. I'm rapping fish.
Oh.
And I deliver fish. Tonight, they cleaned 173 fish.
Impressive.
Walleyes. Saugers and some perch, mostly walleyes.
Do they keep the cheek meat?
No.
Oh.
Not on the northern. We don't clean them that way because we got too many to clean. It takes too long.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's a nice piece of meat for anyone out there. Walleye cheek meat. Yeah, it's like an oyster.
This lake is big. There's 14,000 islands up here. A lot of them are in Canada. But if you look it up, we're on Oak Island. Not the treasure of Oak Island. That's Nova Scotia. This is Lake of the Woods in Minnesota. But I could throw a rock into Canada. It's a border lake.
That's awesome.
Some of the houses are like 50 feet.
I'm hoping
Canada.
I'm hoping maybe next year, maybe in the near future, we might make our way up there to see you.
Oh, you would like it. You would like it.
I think so. So where we left off last, you were talking about, you were just getting ready to get into like, you place objects and stuff on your property to interact and get interactions with Bigfoot, Sasquatch.
Yep, all the time.
So what's new, I guess, in that area?
Okay, I'll tell you a few things that have happened. We have snow. After deer hunting, it was snow on the ground. Quite enough snow for me to ride the snowmobile around the little trails back in there that you can ride a four-wheeler on the 40 acres itself. And I thought I'd take the snowmobile and go up and down the trails because it would freeze, because we've been having 10 below right after November. I mean, we've had 20 below the other day, so it gets cold up here. But when you live in Minnesota, northern Minnesota, that's nothing. You just get used to it. If it's 20 below, 2 below, it's just cold.
Right. There's no difference.
It's just cold. And you dress for it. But anyways, and then on the trail, my snowmobile tracks had froze hard. So I could walk on them a lot easier than walking in fluffy snow. Just easier to do. So I'm going to go back and check my gifting area, which I do every day when I'm home. So I ride the snowmobile on one of the tracks, and it's frozen hard. I come out to the power line. I go a little bit south, then I go back in the woods again on another trail, and that I stop, and I go into the woods, so I'm going in the north where I do all my gifting, my peanut butter apples, and all my little trinkets are in that area. So I'm nothing taking the apples now or the peanut butter, but that happens every year at this time. Nothing's taking the stuff. And I say, you know what, you guys, and I always say you guys, whether male or female, I just say you guys. Hey, you guys, can I get another deer skull or a Y-stick, like another gift? I haven't had one for a while. And then I look around, you know, seeing when I talk, I just kind of ramble on out there because I know they're listening to me. So I finally leave. I get on the snowmobile, turn it around. I go out to the power line, go back in where I just was, and they've given me a... I had just drove that snowmobile down that trail, went out to the power line, about 10 yards, I turned to the next trail, then I'm driving down east, I stop, not too far in, because that's the trail I walk, I stop and go into my gifting area. I'm in there and I'm talking, nothing's taking the peanut butter and apples for about a week, but that happens every year at this time, at the beginning of December. But I said, hey, you guys, can I get a Y-stick or another deer skull, another gift? I haven't had one for a while. And I'm talking. I ramble on back there. I just talk whatever comes to my mind. Then I leave, get on the snowmobile, turn it around, go back out to the power line, go back just where I came, and there was a Y-stick poking straight up, about 12, 13 inches long, symmetrical, perfect. And it wasn't laying flat on the ground. It was poking straight up in the snow like this. And the snow was too hard. My track was frozen. It's too light to fall off a tree and poke into the snow. So they give me a Y-stick. And if it would have been like that, I would have ran over it.
Right,
exactly.
There was
no Y-stick there. They give it to me. There's a hand. I know they did. And I asked for that.
Right. And
so that happened.
And it seems like you get a lot of response, or you get a lot of your requests granted it seems that's pretty often. And it's not like you ask for anything grand, but you just ask for little things here and there, and it seems they often provide it.
Yeah, they do. I ask them to, hey, can you block my trail? Well, I either got to go underneath it or go around it. And they do. The next day I go back there, one of my trails is totally blocked. I got to crawl on my hands and knees or go around it. Now, I don't know if I told you the story when they did that about the hare. Did I tell you that?
Mm-hmm. Is that the hare that they left and you showed it to Doug?
Oh, yeah.
Hayacek?
Yep.
You shared that one with us because you had thought, you know, you don't want to take it, but then you thought later I'm going to go back and get it, and then it was gone, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But that same time when I took a picture of it, I got a racer board back there with some marbles on. They stepped on it and broke it all up. It's never been stepped on and broke all up, broke the frame and everything. And I just left it there like that. About a week later of looking at it, I thought, I better clean that up. It looks terrible, big old mess. So I pull it back where I always had, put the broken frame around it, put the marbles in some kind of random design, and I found another long white hair about 15 inches long. I pick it up and say, hey, you guys, I got your hair, but I'm not taking a picture of it, and I'm not taking it. So the nails I got in a tree where I do the peanut butter, put it, the two peanut butter jars, and kind of lean them in the two nails. I went over there and I wrapped it around nicely. Let it dangle down. I said, here's your hair. You better come get it before someone here and takes it on you. The next day I go back there, and that hair is gone. It's not there. There's no way of blow off.
No.
They took it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you think it was a response to, I guess, you not taking it before, or them wanting that you to take it?
Yes, it is, because I have told them, they know that I'm not trying to get evidence off them for the world, and that is why I get all the interaction. In fact, now I'm taking it a step farther. I'm not taking pictures of any of their structures or any of that stuff, because I want to get to the next level with them, whatever that might be.
And yeah, it's that contact.
That is what I'm going for.
Right. Contact or interaction just having that open communication.
My next level is we sat down back in the woods and they conversed with me and really tell me what's going on. That is my next level. Maybe I'll never get it, but that's what I want.
And, you know, we can speculate all day.
I'm not scared of them.
We can speculate all day if that's possible, if that's even, you know, like you said, even achievable. But it's not really the end goal. It's all that in between. It's the journey, you know, more or less than the destination.
Right.
But man, if that does happen, I want to be there for that too.
Yeah, you're right. they have told me what they're not. But they didn't tell me what they are, but they told me what they're not.
And you said that was when they did the mind speak with you. I guess if you want to tell them again what they said they're not, just to refresh people.
Okay. Last year I went through 300 jars of peanut butter and 30 bags of apples. Where were we at now?
My train of thought. I was just... I asked you to what they told you and what they're not in the mind speak.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm back there and I said, hey, you guys, and I always say you guys, whether male or female, hey, you guys, can you tell me what's going on, what you are? All these people got all these different things that they think, and I want to really know. They said, we do not migrate or go south for the winter. We don't live in caves. We don't go to the swamp in Minnesota when it's 40 below because it's warmer. We do not bury our... We do not live on your earth as you know it. We are interdimensional metaphysical. We come to your earth a lot because we like to. We go in caves. We go in the swamp. We go deep in the woods. But we do not live here. We can be here and be right by you. You don't see us. We can be invisible. We don't... don't see us. That is why we can leave and the tracks are gone, because we pop out. The knocking sound is us popping in from a different dimension, is what that is. It's not, we don't hit trees. That is way wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That is what they told me. Okay, I got 44 deer skulls. And when a deer drops their antlers in February, whenever, a big buck, even a little one, they fall down at porcupines, to squirrels, mice, and all. They chew on them. It's minerals for them, protein. A lot of times you don't find, when you go deer shed hunting, you don't find anything, or you find half of one to shoot on. Mine are in perfect condition. Yeah, some of them are real old and got moss on them, but I've had them on my snowmobile trailer for quite a while. But there is no chew marks on them. Even now, there's not. I used to tell people all the time, why is there no chew marks on them? And I used to say, well, Sasquatch got their smell on them and nothing will touch them. That is not why. The same time, about a week before the mind speak, I had another one. I got done doing my gifting and said, I'm going to walk through the woods and see if I can find a deer shed, deer ant. So I'm doing that. And all of a sudden, I got stopped dead in my tracks again. Oh, my God. I said, now I know. Those deer skulls that are given to me, they weren't laying on our earth as we know it. They were brought to me as a gift from where they can go. We don't know how to go. That is why they're perfect. And that makes sense. Nothing else makes sense. And they'll put them on my steps of my house. They'll put them on my deer stand. I'll walk in a trail back in the woods. I'll come back the same way. There's a deer skull laying there. Well, a deer skull can't walk by itself. A wolf didn't carry it there and drop it. There's 8-point bucks, 6-point bucks, spike bucks, fawns, does, beaver skull, stuff like that. And I got 44 of them. That's crazy.
That's quite a large number, and people aren't just leaving that behind for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't have trespassers. We never do. Nobody's putting a skull in the woods and saying, I wonder if Randy will find this. That is not happening. And I don't even talk to neighbors about all this. I've never talked to the neighbors one time. And we don't have close neighbors where there's a house, there's a house, there's a... We're back in the country. You can't even see our house from the highway.
And we speculate, too, that if these things, you know, if they're taking the skulls or, you know, whatever they're bringing back, you know, from, I guess, that other dimension, wherever they're coming from, you know, we speculate if maybe there is some background radiation to it, or maybe there is some evidence of it going to wherever they are going or wherever they're from. We had talked about, too, you had witnessed them just disappearing right in front of your eyes, like they are operating in a different frequency, and they're able to just easily pop back and forth in and out of this one.
Yes.
And, you know, people wonder, you know, why don't we ever see them? Or, you know,
disappear in front of my eyes.
Absolutely. And if you can accept whether Bigfoot is that entirety, if the whole phenomena, like every single one of them can do this. I mean, we speculate there's many things that may be also emulating Bigfoot, or that's just what Bigfoot can do, or it could be a little bit of the both. But with them operating at different frequencies, they know what they're doing. They're very intelligent. And if they have the ability to go in and out of that and understand what they're doing, we're dealing with something of an intelligence level that I think is, you know, on par with us. And it's not just something of an animalistic quality. And I think your property in itself has something very special to these things are interacting with you.
Yeah, it is. I don't know why it is. I don't give opinions because, to me, opinions are guessing. I don't know why. I've had a lot of researchers come to my place that they're just a flesh and blood person. After they've been to my place, they walk out. They're not that anymore. They can imitate any animal. My daughter, the next 40 acres to the north, has horses. But now they have an indoor heated horse arena. The front is 6 stalls heated, but the horse arena, riding arena, is heated too. Mm-hmm. The building is 120 feet by 68 feet.
That may help.
Okay, so Tanner's on the west side of the little creek where he always sits. And about 9 o'clock in the morning, and what I'm going to tell you, a lot of people, like the guy that wrote the book at my place and other people, I've heard it in our yard. Heard a loud horse whinny. And I thought, what the heck? Rachel better not, that's my daughter, Rachel better not be riding back here. We're hunting. And of course she wasn't. She was gone and her horses were in the stalls. So she wasn't, there was nothing like that. But they've heard horse whinnies in our yard lots of times, and there's no horse there. We don't have no horse in our yard.
Right.
So, of course, I'm hunting. He's hunting. I'm not going to get down and go over to him. It happened seven more times going towards my gifting area. Then seven knock sounds going, and he heard it by my gifting area. So I wait till like five, because I said dark till dark. Go back to the house, go back home. Finally, he comes in. I asked him about that. You heard that horse whinny? He says, yeah, it was about 20 feet by him, right by him. There was no body and no horse to be seen and no tracks. I know what's going on with that. Okay?
Okay.
I'll tell you what's going on after this next one. The next day, I'm in my stand at 5 in the morning. He's in his stand. The same ones. We decided to just go to the same ones because I got to go home. I got other things I got to do. So I have to get out about 9 o'clock. I go back into the house there, and at 10 o'clock, he had four more horse whinnies and four more knock sounds again. Okay, no body, no tracks, none. Because you know why?
Why?
Because they're putting that sound in our head.
Okay, like the smells.
They weren't there. I mean, it wasn't there. They're putting that sound in our head.
Like they do with the, when they put the smells in their in your head as well.
That same thing, and like when they do the mind speak thing, they don't need to be there to do what they do. Because nothing, and nothing else makes sense either. Because it was so close to Tanner, he would have seen some tracks in the snow. There was no tracks.
So do you think, is that their way of just letting you know that they are there without you seeing them with, you know, one of your, or using one of your senses, but not being, you know, just sight? Because sometimes it seems like they want to use sight, they want to use smell, and then they want to use sound. And then sometimes it's even touch. They'll shake things. They move things.
Because there's more to the story that I didn't tell you. And Tanner didn't know it at the time. I'm sitting at deer stand, and I said, hey, can you guys let me know that you like what I've been doing, some kind of sound or something. I said that. And I got that.
You got your response.
I got my response, yep. I didn't say it loud. I just said like, hey, can you guys let me know you like what I've been doing? I say that a lot of different times.
So why do you think they use, you know, these forms of communication? You know, because, you know, at the end of the day, what you want is to sit down and have a interaction with them. Why is it always, you know, just kind of beating around the bush?
I don't know. It takes a long time to get what I've got going. A person can't just go out in the woods at a spot where they know they've been and say, I'm not trying to get evidence from you, because they'll know you don't mean it.
Right.
It took me a long time to get to that point, because I used to do, I got 8 cameras. I even got 360 camera and all that. I used to do all that and do the whooping and the knocking and all that stuff. There was a reason I stopped doing cameras at first, because Doug Hychek said, Randy, can you put a camera out in the woods by your gifting area and say this? Can we get a picture of you guys, and we won't share it to nobody? It'll just be for Doug and it'll be for me. And we will not share it. But I said, you got to give me a sign if you never want cameras here again that I can see. And I said that. I go back home. The next day I go out there. My camera's twisted. The batteries are drained dry. The SD card is nothing on it. It's like wiped clean. And there's a 15-foot Y stick laying on my camera.
Yeah.
It didn't just float up there.
No.
That's a good sign.
Right. I said, give me some kind of sign that I can see, is what I said. And since then, I haven't done cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Then I stopped carrying a rifle. Then I realized, you know what? I'm not going to try to get evidence for the world anymore. None. Zero. No. People are saying, Randy, you got to put some flour down so when they get by your gifting area, you can see a track. Nope, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing anything. All my little trinkets I got in the little spots, I'm just interacting with them. They're interacting with me. Some people think when they see my stuff been moved, they say, oh, Randy, that's a letter. You got to write that down. No, it's not no letter. It's just a random movement that they've done. It doesn't mean nothing.
And you've moved on from evidence gatherer to experiencer.
Experiencer in that there's wannabes, they want to believe, but they're never seen.
Mm-hmm.
There's believers, maybe seen one 20 years ago or something run across the highway. There's knowers. They know what they are, but a lot of people won't speak up because they don't want to be teased or ridiculed. So they don't say nothing. There's one more that's at one step farther. It's interactors. They interact with me. They interact with the Sasquatch. I'm what that is now.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't that at first. I was like believer.
And
that's what I was at first.
So with all the interactions you've had on your with all the interactions you've had on your property and are still having, we kind of speculate it as being kind of, I don't know how best to say it, but fairy related or trickster related you know, elemental related. What's your opinion on that? And what are your experiences with anything of that nature?
Okay. Before I get into that, I do got something to tell you.
Okay.
I did tell you about, did I tell you about Jen and the mind, not the mind speak, the remote viewing thing and the Sasquatch come to me?
Yes.
I did tell you that.
Yep, sitting by the fire.
Okay, I did that. Yeah. Okay. Well, Jen, one of the She-Squatcher ladies, and Jenna, they wanted to come to my place. And I said, well, you can only do an overnight thing, set up the fire ring and all that. And did I tell you this here about, no, I did not.
I don't think so.
I'm going to tell you something. No, that was in before deer hunting. It must have been in October. So Jen sat in by the fire ring. Jenna wanted to go in one of the deer stands that is south of my gifting area, maybe 50 yards. And I'm in the one north where the Sasquatch came to me and I could have touched his cheek. It was that close. I'm in that stand. I told Jenna, we're not going to make any sounds. You're not going to be on your phone. You're not going to do nothing. You're not going to text or anything because maybe you'll see a deer or something there, you know, a bear going through. I just kind of need to see some animals. So she said, okay. So about 9 o'clock at night, it's dark. And I see this light, like this, like a fire bug, a firefly would light like that. I'm looking, did I just see that? And that would be to the east of me, but in the woods, close to my gifting area, in the same area. And then I seen it again. I seen it 8 times. Then I seen 2 more lights in that same area, like the size of a softball. Then I got this massive headache. Oh, it was almost make me want to throw up that bad in the back of my neck. I couldn't take it no more. So I text Jenna. I said, hey, we got to go. I'll come over and get you. We got to walk back to the house. I got this massive headache for some reason. I don't know why I did. And I get some aspirins, and we go back to my fire ring where Jenna's sitting. I asked her, anything happened? She said, yeah. I had something fly by my head 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she knew what it was, but she didn't say anything to me. And the next day, I'm back in my gifting area. The next evening, I usually go about 5 o'clock. I'm getting to where the dice are and the Rubik's Cube and all that. And all my little marbles and stuff and dice were moved. They weren't just like an animal walked by them. They were actually moved in a different design. And I'm down there and I said, oh man, that's a really good one. And I hear something come up to me and fly by my head. I look up and I seen it. I seen what it was. So I'll stop there. I'm not going to say nothing yet to you, but I'll tell you what I've seen.
Okay.
And it's the first time I ever seen something like this. So I called Jen. And Jen, I said, do you believe in fairies? And she said, oh, yes. That's what was flying by my head 8 times. She said, well, did you see something? And I did a little white lie. I said, no, I didn't see nothing. Because I didn't want her to think, oh, I'm just copying her. I didn't say that. And then I looked up what fairies do. Oh, it says they like to move marbles and dice and have fun and move little trinkets around.
Huh.
So that's what I got. So I called her back and I said, hey, I did a little white lie to you. She said, what? I seen what flew by my head and I seen it really good. what was it? I said, is it one of those fairy things you're talking about?
Yeah.
She said, yep, Randy, you have them there, because I've seen them lots of times there when I'm, because she's got this psychic remote viewing thing real strong. She's the best one of the group.
When you say fairies, is it like the typical, you know, like Tinkerbell type fairy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. I've seen the feet, the legs, the arms, the back of the head.
Wow.
And it's the craziest thing. I don't tell that story too much because it's like way out there. I never thought about it. And I told Jen, I said, well, maybe that's what's moving my stuff. She says, no, they're moving your stuff, and so is Sasquatch, especially the juveniles. Mm.
Okay. I was going to ask you which one you think after that you're getting results from.
Well, did I tell you about when Russ Victoria was at my place? I think I did, but I'll tell you again. We're back where I do my peanut butter and all that, and he's looking at the stuff, and I show him what it was like the day before and how it's all moved. And I said, I don't know what's moving my stuff. And he always wears this audio recorder on his body. And I said, I don't care if you wear that, just wear it. And when we get back, we're listening to it, and it picks up me saying, well, my stuff's move all the time, but I don't know what's moving it. My daughter.
Mm.
After I said that, his recorder picked up my daughter in a low voice.
Wow.
It wasn't me or him. Yep.
Well, so
you can't make that stuff up.
Who do you think said that then? What, a Bigfoot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, do you think it was Sushi? Do you think it was Ralph Ophelia?
I don't know. I don't know. Did I tell you about the white stuff?
Like the white. Oh, wait, go on. I don't think so.
I don't remember the white stuff.
Well, on my camera, when I was doing them, I got that white stuff all over my camera, and my camera was twisted. I had it on the power line pole.
Yeah, he did talk
all
about
by
this.
The power transformer.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, he said he did.
And
tell
I had
us.
That. I had white fingerprints on it, white stuff all over that
like
camera.
Like white oil.
Okay.
Yeah, oil, like, but I think Doug Heitch called it sebum, maybe?
Yeah.
Would that be the word?
Yeah, you're right. No, it's like a mammal oil.
Okay. Now, this year, back my gifting area and all that, and where I do my I got rocked by my gifting area, by my peanut butter area. Then about 10 feet away, I got that eraser board with marbles on it. 10 feet from that, I got the little wooden blocks. Then I got the pre-cut weed eater lines, kind of in a circle. Okay, and then about 25 yards away, I got where the dice are and all that. So this summer, when I was going back there, I had that white chunky stuff on every one of my trails going to all my stuff. I never picked it up, but I know what I was thinking. I was thinking, is this Sasquatch when they're walking, coming off their feet? It would be little white hunks of it.
Hmm.
I did pick it up, and I could kind of smash it, like, really easy.
What was the texture?
So one day.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it was a texture, kind of chalky-like. Chalky. Yep. Soft. It was even soft. Okay. You're there, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So I had some smoked almonds, 3 bags of smoked almonds and some crackers, like six crackers in a little package. So I brought them back about 100 yards away down the trail and I laid them in a row. And guess what? When I come back the next day, all the bags were opened and the crackers were open. They were all gone. The food was gone. And the wrappers were put in a nice pile. And that white stuff was all around that food. All over that food. Sasquatch.
Hmm. Now, are you thinking mystery? Are you thinking what I'm thinking? What that white stuff could be?
Mm-mm, go ahead.
Magnesium carbonate?
It could be, yeah. It can be white and powdery like that. Almost like ash.
Yeah.
Like,
it is white powdery like that, because when I have power lifting heavy, I put that magnesium stuff on my hands, chalk, and that is what it's like.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if...
That's what it's like.
Now, yeah. We've heard that being found around cattle mutilation sites.
Really?
Yes.
So,
Yeah. I did powerlifting, and my chalk, you know, I put on magnesium carbonate. It would break up sometime in little teeny hunks. That's the same looking stuff that was on the ground, and it was kind of soft, like, because it would got kind of damp.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to say the whole story? Did you get that part about the food and all that?
Did we get? No, we got all the food.
Okay. Yeah. And when I and they opened the packages up and they put them in a nice pile, they weren't strewed all over.
Huh.
Well, a bear or a squirrel, whatever, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. No, they're not that neat.
And they're not going to leave white stuff all over either.
No. Shoot, I wish a squirrel
So the magnesium carbonate, so that white powder, like you said, the ash almost kind of description, like moist ash. So if anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about or what Randy's talking about, like if you're at a fire, right, and you let a log burn all the way down and there's that like little tiny bit of the log left after it's cool and you touch it, it just kind of turns to powder.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of what you're describing?
Yes, like that. Or if you're powerlifting, you get the powerlifting chalk comes in blocks. And it was the same. It was just like that. I never thought of that until you said that.
Like Jay told you that through various means, we know that that is highly associated with cattle mutilation and even alien abduction cases where that's on the bodies of cattle, horse, you know, goat, whatever animal's been mutilated. And has been found in rooms with abductees or maybe, you know, actual loss of life victims in alien encounters or what we call aliens, you know, the typical gray or whatever.
Huh. I never knew that.
The reason
didn't get any of it, because then I'm trying to get evidence and I'm doing it different. Pretty much everybody else is doing it that I know anyways. I'm not trying to get evidence, so I got to stick to that.
Yeah, and I don't think even if you took it, nothing would come back up from it if it is magnesium carbonate, right? That's all I can tell you. It's magnesium carbonate. It really doesn't mean anything besides that it's associated now with some of the UFO circles. But it's like you said, you can buy it for deadlifting stuff. You can buy it for fertilizer. You know, it's not a rare compound.
Right.
But when you're talking about these paranormal or supernatural encounters, the association with it is kind of weird.
It's an odd coinkydink.
Yeah.
And another thing that's weird, it wasn't there when I put all the food down, then it was there the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And all the food was gone, and the wrappers were put in a nice pile. A regular animal that we know wouldn't leave that.
Unless you just got really well-trained wildlife on your property.
I was going to say.
It really respects you.
Birds. Ravens like to stack things.
That would be cool.
You'd have to have them trained, though.
Right, yeah. So you've seen a fairy on your property. What other things besides Bigfoot and fairies have you seen on your property?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.
I've seen SRA, that's Sasquatch Research Association. Some of them used to be part of the BFRO. They quit that and started their own thing. And they're from Minnesota. And they've been to my place a couple times, and they've seen Sasquatch there. And they got worried about us because all the stuff that's happened. And then weird stuff has happened to them, too, that they couldn't explain. So for a gift, they bought some security cameras for me. And they go, you set them up, and they go right to your email if they set off. So I had one out the bedroom window looking to the east. And one morning, my phone goes off. And I open it up, look at it from that camera. Oh, my God, Terry, that's my wife. You got to see this. I see a dog forming. I can see the face, but I can see the outline of the body. But I can see through it. But that made my... It ain't no pareidolia. It's not that. It is a dog forming. And I get ready to hand her the phone to look at it, and my phone goes off again. I look at it, and there's a Sasquatch. It was massive, huge. I'm really excited to show Terry, I got a Sasquatch here. Now I get ready to hand her phone again, and it goes dead. Oh, my God, I said, my phone went dead. I plug it in. It comes on 75% charge. That Sasquatch is gone.
Gone.
It is not on my phone. Then I thought, well, it'll be on the SD card on the camera. Gone out of there, too. It's gone. Damn. But that dog thing is still there. They never erased that off or whatever that was.
The dog thing's there, but the Sasquatch thing got all erased. It's got to be them doing it. I mean, that would be my assumption.
It is them doing it.
Unless the government's that good. I don't know how advanced their drone technology is yet, but that would be even surprise me. So you've seen, when you say a dog form, like, is it a dog man or like werewolf or just a dog?
It's got a face of like a husky.
What's the body like?
A husky? The body is just a white outline. I can see through it. It's a white outline of the body, the tail, and the legs.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. A ghost dog.
Yeah, it's like a ghost dog. Exactly right. It's the weirdest thing ever. But that thing set the camera off.
Huh. And then the Bigfoot followed.
Yes.
Huh.
Yep.
You said
Bigfoot was massive. It was huge.
Like we said in our last interview, that one Bigfoot, I think you said it was Ralph Ophelia, had the cougar friend. I wonder if one of the other ones has a dog friend that, you know, is from that dimension or, you know, whatever where they're from. They got the dog going back and forth with them.
Yeah, wherever they're from that we don't know how to go.
Right, exactly.
Now, and I'm going to say something else, so people that are listening, yes, they are flesh and blood in the physical form, because they leave tracks, they leave hair, but they're interdimensional. They don't have to be the flesh and blood. They can be interdimensional. They can be here. They're metaphysical. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
They can be standing right by you, and you don't know it. And I don't give opinions. This is all my experiences, and I can't take my experiences away. It's what I've been experiencing.
And, you know,
I mean, I'm not like saying, well, this is what I think they are. This is what I know they are because they told me what they are.
Right. There's something that's when they are here and you can physically see them, they are here in the flesh, but at the snap of a finger, they can move, you know, to that other dimension where they're still here, but they're just not within where our senses can, what's that, observe them.
Perceivable reality.
There you go. Perceive them. And I think, I wonder if that's why they communicate, you know, through only one of the senses when it comes to, you know, putting a smell in your mind, making a noise for you to hear, or being physical, having you see them. But maybe it's just easier being in that other dimension and they want to communicate, no, you're there, but it might take a little too much energy to be physical. It's just easier to put that smell, make that sound, because they're there, but you're just not in the perceivable reality.
Yes. I did tell you guys about the hand, didn't I, reaching for the venison and what happened when we were back there? Did I tell you that again?
I can't. It sounds exciting enough. Just tell it again.
So I put some freezer burnt venison down on the ground. I had a camera back there because I never said I wouldn't put cameras on the state land, but now I don't even do that.
Mm.
And I got a picture of a juvenile reaching for the venison. I got the hand perfect. You can see the fingers and the fingernails. It's black. It's the black, one of the young black ones. So Doug Hychek wanted me to go back there and see if I can recreate it so they can measurement and all that. And so I had Brian Glenn with me, which has seen Sasquatch at my place. And I had my wife's son, Tanner. He's got a red beard and he had a hat on. This is in the fall, but no snow. Brian Glenn got a white beard. He's an older guy. I said, never go in front of this tree, only me. And I brought my computer back there so I could take the SD card out each time and look see if I got the hand right, but I was really dumb about it. For some reason, I was laying in front of the tree on my side trying to do it. I should have been behind the tree. That's what it was doing. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. So all of a sudden, after the third time me trying it, I get ready to take the SD card out to see what we got, and Brian Glenn gets sick all of a sudden, like real bad. His eyes are weird. He's bent over. He's had that infrasound before, and he tells me it's like the same thing.
Hmm.
And so I take the SD card out. Nothing I could do about it, you know. Take the SD card out, put it in the computer, and guess what? About 2 feet from me is a Sasquatch. The camera got it. Hmm. Our eyes did not see it. That is why he got sick. They didn't do it to me. It was right there. Now, it's not no bear, because if it had been a bear, we would have seen it with right. eyeballs. And a bear's not going to walk up on us when we're all three of there talking and making noise. They're going to be long gone.
Right.
So I got it. But Sasquatch, it always seems like they know the camera's there, and a lot of times they'll give you the side view, but not the full view.
Hmm.
And it's not blurry. You can see it good.
I wonder. So I wonder if they know. Like, I just wonder, because they're never caught. You know, they're caught in camera sometimes. When they are, it's usually blurry, or you know, it's one thing or another where it's just odd. But I wonder if it is just they're operating on that different frequency. The camera sometimes, I guess, jives with it and picks them up. And I wonder if they're aware. You know, when they're in the frequency to be picked up and when they're not. I wonder if they're aware of that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're aware of it. Otherwise, yeah, because I guess it's opinion. We only got the side view of it.
Yeah.
And it was right by me. I didn't even know it was there. Hmm. I didn't see nothing. The other two didn't see nothing, but Brian Glenn got sick.
Yeah, he felt
then,
that.
Then it the went sickness. Away. Yeah, our eyes didn't see it or hear it.
Yeah, that's wild.
But it's really wild, I know.
But it adds that whole other side of, you know, people, again, I brought it up before, people say, you know, oh, Bigfoot can't be out there. I would, you know, I've hunted all my mm-hmm. life. I would have seen it. So many people say that, and, you know,
know they do.
It makes so much more sense, just them, they are right there operating right beside you, and they just don't want to be seen. They can't be perceived, and so you're never going to perceive them. You're not going to see them.
There will never be evidence for the world as the world wants
mm-hmm.
because they're not what a lot of the people in the world think they're not. They are not that. If they were that, they've been searching for these things for hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years, and they never really got anything, because they never will, because they're not what people think.
I agree with you.
And there's no such, and I'm going to say this, this is my thing. There's no such thing as the woo. That's what Sasquatch can do, what they've always can do. It's what they are. There's no woo about it. That's what they are.
Right. It's just, like we say, it's science we haven't explained yet, or science we don't understand yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the ones that think, oh, you're going to the woo, are the ones that think they're just a flesh and blood animal, and they mm-hmm. think they're going to get evidence, and they don't want to accept what they really are, because then they'll lose all that. Well, I guess I can't get my evidence. So they don't want to believe that.
And that's one of my, I think, favorite things about covering this topic in general, and just talking to people, whether they are a believer or they're not a believer. You see all the different layers, as long as we've done this now, of understanding of what Sasquatch is and what Sasquatch could be. And it's nice to really peel back those layers and learn more and more about it, because you can have some really, like, crazy in-depth, and I think intelligent conversations, but it all centers around the phenomenon of Bigfoot, which zooming out and looking at it at that is, to me, is just, I guess, just brings a little joy.
Yep. And I'll be the first to say this. I don't know why I got so much stuff going on in my place besides me not trying to get evidence, but I don't know maybe it was always happening in my place. I just didn't know it.
And I wonder too if it's places like yours, because you're very close to like state parks and things like that. You know, I wonder why, if this maybe could be a reason why they choose maybe areas for state parks, is because they have some weird natural phenomena and they don't want the general public to be, you know, too engulfed in that. Because I don't know what could happen if something, if there's a lot of people on, let's say, your property, and you overload it with a bunch of people, you know, what could be the outcome of that? I don't know.
Yeah.
It could also that's be why that's I just won't what's do left that. With them.
If the one of the big networks wanted to come and film my place, I would say no.
Right, yeah.
Because I don't want to ruin what I got going on. Absolutely. I actually like it.
Absolutely, yeah.
I like it. Unless they want to give me a couple $1 million, and they're not going to do that.
No.
No. They're not going to do that, so.
We're not in the right circles for that, I don't think.
Keep trying,
when they
though.
Wrote that book about my place there, I'm not getting no money off that. When they did that Searching for Sasquatch number 10 on Tubi, I ain't getting no money off that because do I need money? Heck yeah, but it's not what it's about. I want the truth to be told about what Sasquatch really is.
Yeah, we want knowledge and we want answers and it's the chase, really. We just want to learn.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be saying what I'm saying, but that's what they've told me is what I've experienced. Because I'm not just fishing something out of the air and saying stuff. It's what I've experienced.
Right, and I think it's important. Everyone has a story to tell. Everyone has their own experience in life, walks their own, you know, in their own set of shoes. And I enjoy hearing it from everybody. It's one of the finer parts in life, if you ask me.
Yep. Did I tell you about the Sierra Sounds that in through our yard?
They've
done that too.
The Samurai Chatter. I think we discussed that last time. Yes. I kind of want to get back to the fairy thing that you saw. It's okay. We're getting through. talking about you seeing the fairy and having that experience, you had talked about in our last interview having that bear. You set out that stuffed bear with the eyes, and then you drew the stick figure with the eyes. And I'm just curious since we've talked last, have you done any other experiments, I guess, or anything with pertaining eyes and had the same results as you did last time?
Nope, I never will, because that would mean I'm trying to get evidence off them. No, so I won't. Nope.
Okay.
And I knew they didn't like it because all my activity stopped for a week. So I took it out, the little stuffed animal bear out, and it all started up.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious.
And then I thought the racer board thing, Doug Hychek said, I think it was Doug, said, Randy, you get a racer board back there and draw on it and see if they'll draw on it. And I did the stick man, and all my activity stopped for a week. And I thought, well, what's different again?
Eyes.
Well, that stick man with the eyes. I erased the stick man with the eyes out of there. It all started up again.
And then also on the last interview, I think we touched on it at the very end. You had and you sent me a video of your dog kind of going crazy and barking outside and just growling like she doesn't normally do. And then you got a photo that you had sent me.
Yeah, okay. That's two different things.
The dog
barking and something growling at us. I was sitting in the living room. Nobody's home except the dog. And all of a sudden, the big dog, Golden Retriever, and the little dog, she's a mini Golden Doodle, go and stand in the living room, but look in the kitchen. They're looking at something, and they are growling really bad, like scary bad. I don't know what's going on. But I had one of those, I never done it before, one of those ghost app things you can record.
Right.
And I got, I guess it's energy, but I got them stick figures. And the next day when I did it, there's no stick figures there. So if that ghost app thing really works, there was something there that they were seeing.
Right. That's a big if, yeah.
That's that one. But there's another story that's different than that one.
Okay. Maybe it's the other one I'm after.
Yeah. I was sitting on the couch here, and the little dog gets on top of the couch, and she's looking out the door to go onto our deck outside. And she's really barking terrible and growling. And she doesn't do that ever. So I thought, I'm just going to take a random picture. And I did. And I got this thing with a round head and black eyes looking at us. I don't know what it is.
And so what we think, what I think from the photo you showed me, kind of looks like a little gray alien.
Yeah, that's what other people that are into that thing more than me, you know, learning me about it, that's exactly what they said it is.
And I've, my opinion on them have changed over the years, or I guess since we've started this podcast and met and talked with so many people. And I don't know what their purpose is or where they come from, those little grays.
Yeah.
So I don't particularly know what that meaning is, you seeing them there on your property or outside your house, especially looking in the window. Or was it looking in the window or just outside the window?
Yeah, I was looking in the window, and there's nothing on that deck that would reflect and look like that. And the dogs are there all the time. So, and there's nothing there now.
Hmm. Have you ever
taken pictures after that, and there's nothing there. So there was something there that she's seen.
And, you know, from what I understand or what I have been told, you know, they can, to abduct people, they can kind of put you in a trance or put you like in a screen memory, make you see things that you're not seeing, like trickster stuff. And
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Grays?
Yeah, grays.
I had to walk out for a minute, everybody at home. Yeah, 100%.
Then I'm wondering if, hopefully you've never experienced anything like that on your property or.
Well, do you think that could have been what peed in my bed? I mean, my clothes?
They're not good to be around.
Really?
I've never heard about them creating that kind of thing.
I would say maybe not, because I don't think they have genitalia. I don't think they, from what we've been told, some people that had experiences that have seen them. Actually, Daryl Sims told us his experience as a kid when he had seen one. That was his biggest question as a kid is, hey, you know, he's got no thing. He's got no winky, I think is what Daryl said.
Yeah, well, he was like eight.
I think he was younger than that. I think he was like five. Yeah.
So he's seen this little naked man that doesn't have any genitals.
Yeah. So what peed in your bed, that one too is, it seems more.
That seems demonic.
Or something like that.
Like not good.
Something. Well, yeah, maybe not good. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what that could be. And that has that happened since you've had that experience?
Oh, no, it has not. Not looking out that door to go under the deck. No, it has not happened since then.
Have you seen it, the gray anywhere else on your, like any other time?
No, that's the first time I've ever seen anything like that. And then I did send it to Jen, the cheese watcher lady. She said, well, Randy, that's a gray. I've seen him. That's what she said. That's where I came up with that gray thing, because she said that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I seen the picture. That's what I would say, too. I mean, it looks just like it.
Oh, the window picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or even like what's from, what was it? Like Crowley's...
Lamb
from Aleister Crowley. Kind of has that, at least head shape, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, it does. Then you can see the black, you see the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope you don't at least experience that or see them again. But no, that's just, so you've got quite the gamut on your property, you know, Bigfoot. You got dogs, you got cougars, you got grays. I know I'm missing, what else? But you've got all on your property, the whole gamut of, you got Bigfoot, grays, dogs coming in and out of existence, orbs.
Lots of orbs. I got lots of video of orbs, lots.
And that seems to be a huge thing when it, at least in, I don't know, the news, I guess you could say, but or at least in this, the UFO circle or the UAP circle, there's a lot of orb stuff going on. What was it, over New Jersey and
the world?
The world, really. That's just becoming a more talked about topic as opposed to normal.
Yeah.
But you got all this on just your property.
I know it. And people that come to my place that I let, they always, when we get back to the house there, they always say, man, I'm amazed. I've never seen so much stuff in my life before. People that really know a lot about Sasquatch that I bring there. Not that they will see one, but they really experience a lot.
Mm-hmm.
No, did I tell you about when Doug Hijack had his eight cameras at my place?
I don't think so.
They weren't trail cameras. They were security cameras out in the woods.
Okay.
Yeah, he had, he talked me into it, him and his recording engineer. Okay, I don't see him. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, anyways, he had 1,000 feet of extension cord run from my house and 1,000 feet of a Wi-Fi cable run from my house, and he had 8 cameras out there. And if you're part of the project, you can look at them 24 hours a day. It was a pretty neat thing to do. And the first night there, the one camera wasn't set up to the cloud, so it didn't record, and it didn't save, I mean. And he's seen 3 Sasquatches walk by. And that's where I got all the orbs and all that stuff. It's from those cameras.
Hmm. From Doug's cameras.
Yeah, yep. And then finally I asked him to take them out. This is, it's hard for me to explain this, but when I started taking the cameras out and all the cords and all that, wrapping it up, it's like the woods came at peace. That's the only thing I can say.
Hmm.
Like I felt the woods change.
Almost like it sighed, kind of, like a sigh of relief.
Huh? Mm.
Like a sigh of relief.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but I could feel, I was telling Tanner, Terry's son was helping me, I said, do you feel that? These woods feel, or to feel at peace, it feels different back here. But that's where we got all those orbs. We got orbs coming out of the ground, going sideways, going down, going up, going sideways. And he's big in a lot of things. There was no wind. It wasn't dust. It's like a mass of orbs. It's really something.
Huh. I mean, with that, that definitely sounds more along, like, let's say, the elemental line.
Yeah.
That, you know, we talk about modern technology, refined metals. I mean, really bother them. Electronics, even so. So, if that's, mm-hmm. that may, I mean, we talk about wildlife. You know, that if it's just pure wildlife, that's stressful. You know, having new stuff in your environment, the environment changing. So if you're elementals, and kind of my personal line between an elemental and like a fae is I don't think elementals are as intelligent or conscious in a way like humans or fairies or fae maybe or Bigfoot. They are more animalistic in their, I guess, level of intelligence. So that would be, I could see how that could be a really big drag on them. Have to, you know, all of a sudden all these, you know, pieces of technology are injected into them.
Yeah. Hmm. Because I did really feel that the woods was changing. I did feel it. Did I tell you when Mike, the book writer, had one of his psychic friends come into my house? Did I tell you that?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I remember reading it in the book.
Yeah, she's in the book. Anyways, we started going on the power line. She said, Randy, don't tell me where anything is. Don't tell me nothing. And she walked to one of the spots where there's a teepee. And it's a self-standing teepee. It ain't leaning against anything. It's not a big one. It's probably 5 to 6 feet tall.
Mm.
It's a perfect teepee, yeah. And we looked at that there, and she didn't say a lot. Then we get out of the woods. She's still down. We're down the power line. She takes off running. She runs right to my gifting area.
Yep.
Right to it. There's no way she would know where it's at because it's back in the woods. And she said this, what she said, Randy, you got a lot of stuff here. You got a lot of Sasquatch here. You got a lot of elementals. She said, the red Sasquatch and a black one do not get along. And she said, don't ever take these, your grandkids out here and let them come out here by themselves. She said, ever, don't ever do that. She didn't really, I didn't ask her why, or maybe I did. She didn't tell me why, but she just really lectured me on that. Don't bring the kids out here by themselves, or don't let them come out there by themselves ever.
Yeah. Do you think that, you know, and I don't want to say that anything dangerous would happen, but, I mean, do you think that could be responsible for, you know, there's a lot of people that go missing every year, especially in state parks and things like that.
I guess that's opinion, but yeah, I would believe that totally. Yep.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, 2 miles as the crow flies is Ron Shaw. Ron Shaw, and even his mother says the same thing. She's an older lady. His grandma says the same thing, and they were federal trappers.
talks about dog men all the time. Mm. All the time.
Mm.
I've never seen one to my knowledge, but he talks about and says he's seen lots of them.
Well, from what we understand, that Bigfoot and Dogman don't really get along. So you might be there might be reasons why you haven't seen any, because I probably been kept away from your place. That's just speculation.
Because I got a lot more the Bigfoot Sasquatch stuff going on in my place, and he's got that Dogman thing going on at his place.
Oh, so natural turf war, probably.
Yeah, it is.
He's
come by my place before. And there was a deer that freshly got hit by a car.
Oh.
A couple minutes later, he comes back and the deer is gone. The whole body's gone.
Oh, man.
There wasn't enough time for anybody to pick it up.
No, I mean, well, there are some people around here I might know that could do that.
They would do it. my dad hit a deer, and before he pulled over, there was somebody in the field getting it.
Roadkill.
But we're a little different around in this county, I would say.
It's our side of Ohio, or northwest corner.
Yeah.
You going to eat that?
Right, exactly, before you even park.
I think he was asked that.
I believe it.
Are you going to eat that? Because, yeah, he hit it. No, you can have it.
Do you think, though, I think I asked this the last time, but I don't know whether it's the land creating the phenomena or if it's the phenomena that's, I guess, drawn to the land.
I have a build-off question off of that after he answers.
Okay.
I don't know. I tried to go to the county records there maybe it was this spring, and the lady wouldn't really help me. I wanted to see as far as I could go back what used to be on this land.
Hmm.
And there was so much to look through, and she wouldn't really sit down and help me because I didn't really know how to do it. Because it would be kind of neat to see what was on this land that we live on.
It's government workers for you.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
I will, though.
He said, there it is. And there were shelves and rows of books for, you know, for the county, Beltrami County.
The only good government workers I've ever ran into in my entire life is the Hardin County
DMV.
DMV, entitled department.
Yep.
They're all super nice, efficient, fast. And courteous.
Huh.
Shout out, ladies, because they're all ladies.
They're awesome.
Both departments are all women.
Yep.
And they run perfectly.
And they're nice.
They're super nice. They're always super nice. I have a build-off question. Have you ever noticed if there's any, like, mounds on your property, like Native American mounds or, you know, other mounds like that?
Yes, I have. They're not real big, but I've noticed, like, back in the woods there, well, there's a mound here, and I'm looking at it real close. Well, it ain't no tree that tipped over, anything like that. I was wondering. It seems out of place. They're not, like, really big and long, maybe 6, 7, 8 feet long, but it looks out of place. Yes, I have noticed that.
I mean, that could lead more to the land being the cause.
Could be, yeah.
We've had people on the show that have had, like you have, all kinds of phenomena. You know, Bigfoot's a big part of it, but other things as well. And it seems to be that mounds are a central part of that. Whether they're Native American mounds or other. Was it Wisconsin or Minnesota? One of the girls from Macabre podcast.
Wisconsin, pretty sure.
Okay, I can't remember personally off the top of my head.
I was thinking Wisconsin.
But yeah, they had an ant mound on their property, and it caused when she came on the show, she didn't think of it, but I think we talked about at the end of the interview that after we talked to her about it, that's where she thought that it was more the cause or the protection thing that these entities were really obsessed with this mound. What else was I going to ask? That's all I have. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I wonder if were you kind of pointing towards like a fairy mound maybe?
Yeah, yeah, our fey mounds, yeah.
Okay, and what is that, like an energy point or?
So traditionally they're portals or areas of, they transfer, like the worlds come together.
Mm-hmm.
So with fey mounds, and I think there was a lot of fey mounds in North America that got lumped into North American Native mounds. Not saying all are one or the other. I think that there were a bunch of mound works,
mm-hmm.
and some of them were fey mounds. Are fairy mounds, but in traditional sense is that that would be the portal area that for this other dimension or this other world. And it wouldn't just be the fairies that use it. You know, it was all kinds of creatures. It's called the Feywilds in European folklore. But basically that dimension doesn't just house the fairies. It houses, you know, their version of animals, which could be some of these weird one-off cryptids we're getting. Yeah, and, you know, not necessarily good things coming through. Like we talk about with the gray aliens and other, you know, Dogman, you know, these non-good entities to be around. And Bigfoot, I think Bigfoot runs the gambit, but most of the time falls right down the middle. You know, they don't really, as far as the average Bigfoot encounter, they don't really care that you're there and they don't really want to hurt you, but, you know, they'll do whatever they got to do to survive. So that's what I was kind of getting at is I wonder if you have some of these mound structures, and now that you do, I would suggest that next time you're kind of out and walking about the woods and checking them out, kind of look and see if there are any shapes. And if there are any shapes, let me know, because I can look into what the shapes mean. First, like, we've had ants and turtles are ones that have seemed to have been pretty fey-related, where after the person had got up to a little bit of a higher point and kind of looked at it, it was the shape of a big ant. And the Native American group there did not make any ant mounds. So there were other Native American mounds in the area, but that was the outlier because they didn't make ant mounds.
Huh. Well, did I lose you again?
Oh, no. Nope. We're just sitting in our thoughts.
Nope. Yeah.
See?
These mounds look like, they're not all over, but they look like a gravesite mound, like a person was buried.
Like just one hump.
That's what they look like.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of them, but I'll notice them back in the woods. Well, that looks weird.
Do you have any noteworthy experiences since we've last talked, even on your property?
New what?
Experiences, interactions, or just anything weird or odd.
Well, the horse thing and the give me the Y stick, that's the latest ones.
That's the latest ones. Okay. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing anything else.
That's the latest one.
Well, Randy, what else would you like to talk about? Because we've gone about a little over an hour now. We could wrap here. Or if you want to keep going, we can keep going.
I'm just trying to think what I didn't tell you.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't have nothing wrote down again. I need to do that.
Well, you're up working right now, on a, you know, away from home.
Right, yeah.
So
you're on the Lake of the Woods.
I'll be home on Friday.
So okay.
I look forward to going back in the woods again. I'll be home on Friday.
Well, why don't we wrap up here then?
I do. And
oh, go ahead.
Real quick.
Yeah.
And before we wrap it up with Randy, we have a very special announcement. So if you've enjoyed Randy's experiences and stories and I guess just overall Randy himself, if you've enjoyed these interviews, you'll get a chance to hear Randy share his evidence and share his experiences with you.
And ask him questions.
Ask him questions. Pick his brain. See what he's got at the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree, because Randy will be one of our headline speakers.
Woo! Yay!
So thank you, Randy. We really appreciate it, and we're very excited to have you bring you to Ada and to have you share what you've got and share your property, share your experiences, and overall just sharing yourself with our community and with our festival goers.
Yep, for sure.
I think a lot of people will be very excited. Just kind of, like Jay said, pick your brain and just kind of ask you questions, because that's one of the things. Your interviews have been very popular on the show so far. I think people will really enjoy.
I'm an open book on. They can ask me anything they want. If I don't know the answer, I won't make it up.
Yeah, and I from doing this with you a couple times now, I can see that 100% that You know, not say or saying I don't know is perfectly fine answer.
Right.
And I think a lot of people aren't comfortable with that, you know, when you get up on the speaking field.
That's the honest answer.
Yeah, because we don't know anything. We really don't. It's a lot of guesswork, you know.
Yeah, that's why I don't give opinions, because I'm just be guessing.
Right, or not stating opinion as a fact.
But I got so much going on at my place, you know.
But for everybody at home, take it. Go on, Randy.
Who's going to... Just imagine what's going to happen by October.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
So, Randy may bang a Bigfoot down with him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I just hope he can fit him in his luggage. Cause
that's 10 months away.
Exactly.
We'd have to pay him to drive at that point.
Come up to my place there, and I'll put you back in the tree. I'll tie you to a tree and see what happens.
Oh, right. I'm down for that.
Yeah, not me. I'm good.
Yeah.
I seen a Bigfoot one time. I'm happy. I'm done.
I'm the more one that looks easier. You can strap me up to a tree.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot more duct tape and strapping for me.
Right. Yeah. Less material. I'll do it. Bigger I'll bite tree. The bullet. Yeah.
Well, guys,
I can tell you this here.
Go ahead, Randy. Yep.
Terry's wife, she heard this the samurai chatter and the knocking and all that stuff, but she didn't see one. Samantha, the same thing. She's heard all that stuff, but then they both seen one. When you finally see one, oh my God, those things are real. It's a really life-changing thing when you see one.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
You know, they believed in it, but they never seen one. Because some things are massive, huge.
Our friends, our friend Shannon LeGros, her show, Into the Fray, that's what she always asks at the end, is basically, would you ever want to see one again, or do you regret seeing one? And people at home don't realize how many people, like Shannon's been doing this forever. Shannon's awesome. But a lot of people say that I don't want to ever see one again. Like, I'm in that camp. I seen one time. I'm good. I don't have to see one again. But a lot of people regret it because, well, you know, they had much more traumatic experiences than I did or you did or, you know, than most people do. At least to them, you know, maybe they weren't actually any real danger, but enough to really, really scare them. But when people come to shows and stuff, it always makes you think of that. When people come to conferences, like, I just want to see one. Like, well, you know, be careful what you wish for sometimes. Some of these things.
Yeah, and...
You never may go in the woods again.
And, yeah, Terry won't go. She won't even go to my gifting area. Samantha won't go back there. I am not scared of them. There's nothing to be scared of. I've seen them 12 times. They've been seen 33 times at my place. It's, yeah, it's a crazy thing I got going on there, but it's going on.
Absolutely.
And I want to see him more. I want to have a sit down with him and maybe, you know,
drink a beer.
Maybe it'll never happen, but.
I think it may. I don't know about having a beer with one, but I think you may get your own version of a sit down. I think you and our buddy TJ are probably about the two closest people in North America to hitting that stage. I really think TJ is going to have one in a hot tub one time.
Yeah.
But because you guys are very, like we said the last episode, you guys are very similar with your approach to this stuff. And you have very similar
experiences.
And TJ will be there with it. So you can talk to TJ about it. Cause like I said, you and him are cut from a very similar cloth when it comes to Bigfooting. And I've been to TJ's. I haven't been up to your property yet. But we will make it up there one day. But been to TJ's property, and it is everything he says it is. I mean, I won't ever let anybody call TJ a liar because I was there. It happened.
Yeah.
It happened.
You were there.
And I think you're about the same way, Randy, that, you know, your property is very, very, whatever you want to call it, hot or whatever. So if you want to come here, Randy, he'll be, like we said, he'll be a speaker at the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree this year. It's October
4th.
I almost said last year's date. But VIP tickets, that gets you into the speakers, gets you into the speaker dinner. They go on sale at the end of March, early April. We're kind of still working on the date for that. But yeah, come here, Randy. He's going to be actually the last speaker of the day because I figure people will have a lot of questions for him. So that way they can go over a little bit. But we're super excited to have you. Thank you again. Do you remember how we like to end these episodes, Randy?
No, tell me.
We're going to count down from three and we're all going to scream bye. And then the outro will come in.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yep.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to Crib is the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye! Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water